I sit here and think to myself what to talk about, because I just want to get my thoughts out, and my thoughts are just in complete disarray. My head is all over the place right now. I hate saying the word I try to take it out of my vocabulary, but yeah, I don't know, I just finished training, doing some kickboxing, Krav Maga, in this hybrid system that I'm training in, and I love it, it feels great, I love being around people, I love coaching people, it's fantastic. I felt like I was a little bit off today, I felt like I was redlining a little earlier than I wanted to. I don't know what's going on inside physically, and yeah, it's a good thing that I'm pushing myself to the red line, but it's also something that I am not satisfied with. I don't want to be redlining that soon. I don't want to be redlining during the class. I want to be pushing myself to a further limit. I want to be able to continue going and going and going. And it's something that I try not to let people see, because that's a good habit to have. But it is something that's in my mind. They say the quit signals are there, and they're real. But quite frankly, I don't want to have the quit signals as soon as I do. I need to push myself further. And it's mental. I think the red line is coming from someplace in my mind, not necessarily my body. It's my mind that's redlining. You see, like, I was in the middle of a business meeting yesterday, and I was, you know, having a great time. Business meeting ends, and I naturally hop on Facebook for some reason. I'm trying to spend less time on social media, cruising on social media, I should say. I need to be posting things to add value to people, not just vicariously living through other people, because I'm scrolling through a newsfeed, seeing other people living their lives, being happy, and I wish I could be like that. And that's not what I want. Saying that I even think that I wish to have what they have is the first thing that's my problem. That's the first step, is acknowledging that. And yesterday I saw this image, and it is on my mind. It is settled in there. It made its home on my mind, and I cannot take it. It is in my head. It is in my brain. It's just sitting there, and it just plays over and over and over again. And it is a scar that is just something that just does not sit well with me. And I'm not going to say what it is, because quite frankly, that is no one's business, and it is not an issue. It is not something that's bad. Nobody did anything wrong. No one is a bad person. Full disclaimer there. It is just something that I don't want to see. And when I see it, it will sit in my head and it will play over and over and over to the point where I lose my mind. But I don't let it come out to the surface. Now, you know, they say that ghosts are real or ghosts are not real, but I'm a believer that there's a different kind of ghost, and that ghost exists, and that is a ghost of your past. And when those ghosts come back to haunt you, it does things to you. Now, what you need to do when those things happen is you need to take that, and you need to make it, and you need to push yourself, use it as fuel to better yourself. I see these posts sometimes on these group pages, whatever, And it's just sadness, sadness, sadness. And it's other people that just sharing their thoughts and then their experiences of sadness, hopefully to add value to help other people. And I see them. And that's not the post I'm talking about. That's not the image I'm talking about. It's just in general. When I see it, I try to comment something that's a different perspective to help other people. And I hope people read that. You know, it's like one the other day was talking about how you need to find the right person that can make you love yourself. And I didn't necessarily agree with that. I commented and I said, no, you need to love yourself first, and then the right person will come naturally. Because the right person that comes, quote unquote, to make you love yourself after isn't necessarily the right person. That person is making you love something that you may not even be. Now, I've been through some things, no big deal. It's not the worst in the world. But then I became something that I wanted to be. You know, I became more of a positive person. I became more of a happy person, and I loved myself. But we go through hard times, and sometimes we lose sight of these things. Sometimes we lose sight of who we are. And that's what I'm going through right now, is I'm trying to figure out what I stand for, who I am, what do I bring to the table. And that's not necessarily talking about relationships. I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about what value do I bring to my family, what value do I bring to my friends, to the job. And it questions what I think about everything. And then this topic comes in my head. And this topic is something that I've heard before as a lesson of the week at my school, my dojo. It's the lesson of the lion and the lamb. Now, for a long time, I thought I was more of a lion. I thought I was a lion because of my physical stature, the power I bring, the energy I bring when I go and train. And it does motivate people and inspires people, and then people give me compliments, and I like that. And I can tune it down when I need to when it comes to other people that I train with that may not be as experienced as I am. You know, I try to adapt to those people. But when I really think about it, when I think about where I am in my life, the people that has walked all over me, the fact that I allow it, I don't do anything about it. The fact that I put up a facade of what I, the image that I try to portray myself, and then I don't allow people to see what I am behind closed doors. And that is something that I would like to keep that way. Because behind closed doors, not necessarily what you see. And it's no secret, I'm not a vigilante or anything, but what I'm saying is when I'm behind closed doors, I'm very quiet, I'm very to myself, I'm very distant, very off, and it's something that I'm working through. Now, I get people all the time telling me to smile and when it comes to pictures, and I am smiling. But maybe it's not a smile by their definition, but that's smile because I feel it in my cheeks. But you know what? Like, when I'm not around people, I just don't want to do that. Like, I feel that if I'm forcing myself to smile and pushing myself to appear as if I'm one way, it's not genuine, it's not authentic, and I think that that's fake, and I think that's a facade, and I don't think that's necessarily a good thing. Now, I don't want to be someone who walks around looking depressed all day, but I also don't want to be fake. So what do I do? Where do I stand? So I just be myself. Myself may not be appealing to other people, but you know what? That's not my problem. For a long time, I questioned it. For a long time, I had insecurity saying, am I even good enough? In anything. Anything. But then I get walked all over. I let people decide the value that I have. I let people determine what type of person that I am. How good I am. That's not their place to do that. That's not their place to tell me. It is on my standards how I feel about myself. I can't allow people to judge me. And then that's why I get taken advantage of. For years, I've been taken advantage of. And I just allow it. Now, you know, I try to make, you know, people happy. And I give and I give and I give without expectations in return. And I get taken advantage of. That's a quality that I feel is a strength. That I continue to give without expectations in return. And the ironic part about that is that I feel that even though I give and get taken advantage of and still give and give, and I don't let that change who I am as an individual, it's a strength. It's rather confusing. Most people would tell you not to do that anymore because maybe they're broken. Maybe they've had someone take advantage of them. Maybe something happened to them that caused them to be distant. And I have compassion for those people. And it doesn't make me weak. But I also can't just let people walk all over me. I'm in this weird position right now. In this weird place that I can't describe. I'm having a hard time doing that right now, but hopefully you're following if you're listening to this. And thank you if you are, if you've gotten this far. But I feel that I need to give without expectation, but not get taken advantage of. For those reasons that I don't speak up, that I just stop in place sometimes and then see images of things that I don't want to see, that makes me more of a lamb. Even though I'm, you know, so they say I'm strong and I bring a lot of explosive power and everything, I don't want anger to take over. Again, it's a mind game. When I'm training, it's a mental play. I won't allow myself to bring anger into my training, and I will not train people who are trying to take anger out on pads, because that's not the right mindset to have. It's not the right association to have, taking anger with training, whatever training that may be. Now, it may not be a bad thing sometimes, but if you do it excessively, that's all you're gonna think of is training. It's almost like drinking, you know, just not as a pad. But I feel that I just been hit with so many things in my life that I'm just so confused. I don't know where to go. I feel that I just don't have emotion. I feel like in the tonality of my voice, it just sounds monotonous. It sounds boring. When I sing, when I talk, when I bring aggression, like it's all one tone. And if you're listening to this, and I might even listen to this again just to hear myself talk, I don't know why, but it's almost like it's just I've become a wall. Figuratively speaking, like, you hit a wall. And I'm trying to climb over that. I don't know how. I'm trying. And inside, I feel that there's something in there that I kind of don't know or how to, like, tap into it or not. I don't know if I want to tap into it because I kind of fear what will happen. Like, I don't know if I'll black out. I don't know if I'll get angry. I don't know if I'll rage. I don't know. Like, that's something that is just sitting inside that I feel it. I feel it in there and I don't want to bring it out. And I feel that that is the actual lion inside. And this is all stuff that could be coming from my childhood and not pinning anything against my parents. I love my parents and everything. But, you know, how you were raised is something that affects you in the future and your decisions that you make throughout. And I feel, when watching philanthropists, life coaches, therapists, everything help other people, I relate. I feel that there's a lion inside of me that's waiting to roar. And I don't know how to bring it out. But if I find that, I need to tame that. I don't know where to go from here. Even when I was acting too, when I was doing short films, I just thought like that I sounded boring. I didn't sound like individualized, or I didn't have something unique to me that I could bring. I don't know. But it starts with acknowledging that. Like, sometimes I just want to yell. But I can't. Because I just can't find it in me. It's weird. Like, when I was thinking about making this podcast, this voice memo, when I was thinking about it originally, I was thinking that maybe I would start talking and then I would start getting aggressive while I was talking to try to bring that lion out in me, and I just can't. I gotta figure that out. Because it's in me. I know it's in me. And I know it's in other people as well. Some people can't tame their lion. Some people are only a lion and they need to be more of a lamb to find that balance. I'm more of a lamb right now. But it's in my heart to keep doing what I'm doing. And I'm trying. I don't want to say that I'm trying. I'm doing. I am going to continue doing. And it is a lonely path because the people that surround myself with don't share the necessary mindset that I have, and I am sorry if that makes me distant to you guys, and that doesn't make me care about you less. I miss you guys and I care about you guys, but you know, I have to do my thing. I have to separate myself from people that don't share the mindset I have. I'm not calling anybody out, but I don't have a surface level thought process. I'm not entitled. I'm not made of money. I'm not flashing my money around to try to win people over. I don't do that. And if I have money one day, I'm still not going to do that. Yeah, I'll have my fun. But if one day I do have money and I start to do that, and you're listening to this right now and you know me, I want you to call me out. And I want you to tell me to play this back. So I can remember who I am. That's another reason why I'm making these podcasts. So I can remember my roots. I can remember where I came from. So I stay humble. And so I know the path and the mission of where I'm going. It is a lonely path. But it is a necessary path for me to get to my goals. I am sick and tired of having my goals be pushed to the side because I don't prioritize them. And I am sick and tired of making poor decisions that do not let me get the life that I want, that makes people go away, that pushes people away from me because I am not in a place that is appealing enough. Not only for them, but for myself. I will continue to learn, to grow, and I will continue to travel down this path of success and happiness. I'm happy, don't get me wrong, but it's more of a content happy, and I don't want to be content happy. I don't want to be satisfied. I don't want to be settling. I don't want to be not pushing for my goals because of fear. Fear does a lot of things to you. But I've learned that fear just means face everything and rise. Now, not everybody's going to believe in that. Not everyone's going to agree with that. Some people are going to live off of fear and stay that way for the rest of their lives. I know plenty of people that do that. And then, you know, that's okay if they want to live their life like that as long as they are happy. But if they are old and then they feel that they regret not going after the dreams, the goals, the life that they originally wanted because they lived in fear, now, you know, that's not something that I can help you with. Because I have tried. But what matters is now, not then, not in the future. And if I can continue to push myself now and to document what I'm doing in hopes that this will inspire someone to do the same, to go after their goals and dreams, and then I will feel that I gave. And that I gave without expectation. Now, right now, I like to think that I'm more of a cocoon, of just a worm, and the birds kept attacking this worm, and I had to separate myself from the people I care about most, and that does not feel good, seeing them all happy with each other, and you look from afar and you see they're all getting new inside jokes. They're all creating new memories with each other while you're on this mission that you are trying to create a life for generations ahead of you to be in a place where they're happy. So they don't struggle the way I struggled, the way my parents struggled, the way my grandparents struggled. I have to be the catalyst. I have to be the difference maker. This is why I put myself in a cocoon. And it took some real hard things to happen in my life to get to that point. But all that weight is coming down on my shoulders. It causes me to redline. But you know, if you can carry the weight of the world on your shoulders every day and you still get up, you can get through anything. Because you have heart. I believe in you. I believe in myself. We can do this. Hey everyone, if you got some value out of that podcast today, definitely let me know. You know, give me a review or hit me up on Twitter at SouthStyles87 or even Instagram at SouthStyles87. I'd love to know your feedback. I'd love to know if I gave you value or spread some positivity in your life, stuff like that. That's what I'm aiming for. So yeah, if you got some of that, I'd really appreciate the love. So have a great day.